The amount of ice covering the Antarctic Sea reached a record low in over 40 years this week. That's according to the National Snow and Ice Data Center. WHYY Zoe Reed reports, University of Delaware researchers are studying how ocean conditions impact melting glaciers and what that means for our region.
Oceanographer Carlos Moffitt and his grad students have just spent 45 days at sea to better understand ocean warming and melting ice in Antarctica. They're researching the correlation between ocean temperatures and the speed at which glaciers melt, and how increased melting can change the ocean. They found abnormally warm ocean conditions, resembling what are known as marine heat waves. Moffitt says it's a reminder of the need to address climate change.
Even in regions of the world like Antarctica that are so far away from the regions of the world where, say, emissions are being added to the atmosphere, the climate is still being impacted very severely.
What happens in Antarctica impacts the rest of the world. Sea level rise, a problem faced in Delaware, the lowest lying state, and in New Jersey, is partly caused by melting ice in Antarctica.
And therefore, understanding what's going to happen in the future here, where I live, depends on understanding how fast Antarctica is melting today and how it will melt in the future.
Moffitt's team wants to determine whether the conditions they observed in Antarctica can be linked to climate change or something else. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.